following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge, Pastor Jeff here, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We're going to do something a little different here today on Wilson Wednesday. I'm going to give you a devo that the Lord has put on my heart, and maybe, potentially, my wife will come out and give you a devo as well. But at least as far as I go, I feel like, actually before I get started, I just wanted to say, for those of you who are still watching services on home, thank you. We know that you want to join us. In fact, I've talked to some of you who really desperately want to join us in person again, and we look forward to that day. And we just want to, if you need anything, if you need any sort of connection that you're missing, please call us. We still are trying to figure out how best to do this whole thing. And thank you for your grace and your patience. We're praying for that day where the whole family of God can be back together in person again. So if you're one of those people that's still at home, we totally understand. And we thank you for your patience with us. And like I said, we can't wait. We're all looking forward to that day. We feel like we love the fact that people are coming, but at the same time, we know that the whole family of Refuge isn't together yet. So know that we're praying for that as much as you are. The devotion time I just wanted to spend with you just here briefly is, it comes from Psalm chapter 1. And here's what it says. It says, "Oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with the scoffers, but they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about his law." And I think I would just say one of the things that I'm noticing in this season is that I just need that time with the Lord. I need to spend time with him. I can get so caught up in all the things that are being said on social media or in the news. And quite frankly, at times my mind has thought, well, where do I put my mind? Where do I rest my mind? And I think, man, when he says, delight in doing everything the Lord wants, day and night, they think about his law. Spend time with him. Spend time in his word. Spend time with the Lord. Don't get caught up in the season of going every which way, up and down, and people going all over the place. Instead, I need to find my grounding and my foundation in God's word and in my time with him. And then it says in verse 3, it says, "They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither, and in all they do, they prosper." And I think about the season that we are in. He specifically mentions in every season, you're going to find these trees and they're going to be growing and they're going to be healthy. It talks about the riverbank, the rushing movement of the Lord being planted in his word, being planted in his spirit, that no matter what season comes at us, good seasons, bad seasons, kind of feeling neutral seasons, maybe even, that no matter what happens in our lives, that we plant ourselves in the Word of God and we plant ourselves in his presence on a continual basis. And we do that faithfully. He says, you're gonna be a healthy tree. And I feel like, man, that is a word for the church today, that we need to plant ourselves by the Word of God, by his Spirit and in his presence, if we're going to be healthy in this season. Absolutely. Mentally healthy. I think we need that. Socially healthy at some point, and I think spiritually healthy. We just need to learn that. And I feel like that's something that God is teaching us in this season. He's saying, listen, this could be the hardest season ever, right? But are you going to come and you're going to plant yourself by me? Are you going to sit in my presence? And if you do that, he says, listen, you're going to bear fruit. In every season, you're going to bear fruit. I have these trees in my backyard, and I've got actually a couple different kinds of trees. I've got an apple tree, and I've got lemon, and I've got lime, and they do go through seasons, but there's always a process of nurturing them and plant and watering them and fertilizing them and keeping them healthy. And I feel like, man, we are walking through this season where there is a testing sometimes even of our faith, and God is saying, hey, listen, are you going to continue to be planted by me, Jeff? Are you gonna walk this thing out holding tightly on to me? And that's the word that I just keep getting is when things get crazy, When your mind likes to drift and run around, and we talked about it this weekend about some of the fears and burdens that we carry. When you have those times, are you gonna come and be in my presence? Are you gonna spend time in my presence? And it says here, and I'll just read that text again. It says, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, the flood and the presence of the Lord, bearing fruit each season without fail. These trees will never cease to bear fruit. Their leaves never wither, and in all they do, they prosper. And I would just say an encouragement to you is if we are going to be successful in staying next to the Lord, we got to get to His Word. We got to have those quiet times together. When things get crazy, we need to center our lives back on Him again. And in that, I think the church will prosper. It'll bear much fruit, even in this very unusual and difficult time. Even when some of you are at home and you're online and we're watching church and we're out in a parking lot at Refuge, even in those times, I believe we can prosper. And prosper, and I mean by that I mean grow in the Lord, that we can continue to have a healthy and mature walk in Him that will continue on and on. And then we'll hit a season maybe where there's a little bit more normal life, and everybody's back together again, and we're worshiping together again, and we'll look back on this season and think, man, we didn't stop growing. Even though there was all these different challenges, we just stayed by the riverbed. We stayed right next to the stream, because the stream is the Lord, and we stayed in His presence. And so that'd be my encouragement for you today and for Refuge is for us to just stay right next to that riverbed, and continue to grow in the season. I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. I'm going to try to get Bethany to jump on here and join us and share a little devo that I know the Lord has been putting on her heart. So I probably will see you later unless I'm sitting right next to her in just a moment. No? Hey there. I got her. I found her. So
hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been sharing that she had something to share with you, so I told them that you have something to share.
Yeah, a couple times just during this season, the Lord has brought the verse to mind, Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. And I just think during this season of kind of feeling like I can't not do things anymore, like I'm missing out on this, I'm missing out on that, and you know, I have to get back into this, and that fear of missing out is definitely out there. And just that reminder that the Lord is not going to withhold good things from you. Some things are not for now, some things are for later. I remember when I was single and hearing kind of, you know, both sides of people like, you know, just wait on the Lord, and others like, well, you know, He works better with a moving object. That idea, like, if you don't go out searching for it, you're not going to find it. And I just thought, I don't know that that's my God. I know that He has good things for me, and He's not going to be like, well, you missed it because you didn't go to that single study or something like that. And so this verse speaks so much peace to me in just knowing that the Lord is good. He has good things for me. He has good plans for me. Jeremiah 29:11. He has peaceful plans for you, to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope, and you're not going to miss out on it. If you are walking uprightly, it says, for those who do what's right, if you are seeking His face, you're not going to miss the good things that He has for you. So just having peace and having rest in that, you know, if you're seeking the Lord, you don't have to strive in your own energy and in your own plans and in your own will to have good things, or for the Lord to do good things in your life. So that's what He's been speaking to me a couple times.
Yeah, and we were just actually talking about staying by the stream, right? Mm-hmm. That we would stay by that stream of the presence of the Lord, and that will produce healthy trees, but it also, as you stay near Him, He will guide you in those things. What's something that you would say if someone was saying, well, I'm wondering, how do I know if it's the Lord's will? What's one of those ways?
Obviously, seeking His face and asking Him, if this is not from you, close the doors. And He will. I remember seeking the Lord on whether I was supposed to move to Thailand for a year, and I did not have a verse. The Lord didn't give me any writing on the wall, and inside I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to go or not. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to take steps. And if you don't want me to go, because I really want your will, I want your plan. And if you don't want me to go, shut the doors. And so I was able to get the visa, the passport, everything went through. And once I walked through that gate to go onto the plane, I just had, it was like that, from that point on, it was like, I just felt total peace. It was like the getting there and just being like, okay, Lord, are you going to stop me here? You're going to stop me here? And just asking him to stop, shut the doors if you don't want it to happen. Sometimes you know within your heart of hearts, this is not what the Lord wants. And you might have that fear of, but what if I'm wrong? But what if it is what he wants? Not having that fear and stepping back, because if the Lord wants you to do it, he's going to call you back into it and he's going to open the doors and make a way.
Yeah. And I think there's some, that's one of the great reasons to read the Word of God, spend time in the Word of God, because there's some things you can rule off your list right away that would not be of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. If it's obviously against the Lord, God's Word, that's an obvious answer.
Yeah, which is actually a huge help, because you can check some things off your list and think, well, that's not my God. That's not what he does. No. I would say the other thing too, and kind of why I think the church, the body of Christ, the people of the Lord, I mean, that's great wisdom there. You know, I think about probably when you went to Thailand, you probably talked to your parents, who are part of the body of Christ, and maybe even other brothers and sisters in the Lord who you're like, would you just pray for me on this? Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, the body of Christ together,
wise counsel.
Yeah. In making those decisions. So, so I would just say in this season, especially as we're trying to seek the Lord, that we are, as the church, but also as people who are at home and trying to feel out, God, am I missing something? What am I missing? But just resting in him and knowing, as Bethany said, that he's got good things for you.
Yeah.
That your Heavenly Father isn't trying to withhold things from you. In fact, he's got a good plan for you. And sometimes I know I get it in this season, that can be really hard. God, what are you doing? God, what am I missing? And instead just resting in him, trusting in him, staying by the stream, staying by in that quiet time and devotion time and spending time in his word and just making sure you're deeply rooted and receiving those nutrients that only he can give.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
You want to pray for us?
Yeah. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you have good for us and that you are a good father, and a good father gives good gifts to his children. And so we just trust in you, Lord. We trust that you will lead us and that you will guide us as we stay by that stream, Lord, where the living water is. And we just pray that you would fill us to overflowing, God, that you would specifically be with those right now who are maybe striving in their own strength to make something happen or maybe feeling anxious that not enough is going on. Lord, I pray that you would just give them so much rest and so much peace in your word, in knowing that you have good things for us, and sometimes it's just resting and waiting in you. So I just pray that you would lead us, you would guide us, you would just draw us closer to you during this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Refuge.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.